From the KBUT News Satellite Studio in Mount Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Wednesday, November 4th. More than 11,000 ballots from voters in Gunnison County have been counted, and they show strong support for Democrats up and down the ballot. In the local races for the two seats on the Board of County Commissioners, Chairperson Jonathan Houck and Commissioner Liz Smith, who was appointed to the board in July, will both retain their seats. Smith defeated Republican business owner Dave Taylor with 60% of the vote. Jonathan Houck defeated independent Trudy Vader with 62%. In other races, including Senate and presidential contests, Gunnison County voters went for the Democrat about 60% of the time. Voter turnout, like elsewhere around the country, was very high in Gunnison County, with more than 88% of eligible voters participating. Colorado turned a deeper shade of blue this election after former Governor John Hickenlooper handily defeated Republican Cory Gardner in the U.S. Senate race. Cory Gardner's support for President Donald Trump turned out to be a major liability in a state that only elected Democrats to its statewide offices 2 years ago. In his concession speech, he urged residents to unite behind Hickenlooper, saying the country faces a series of pressing issues, including the coronavirus pandemic.
His success is Colorado's success, and our nation and our state need him to succeed.
No matter which party ends up controlling the Senate, Hickenlooper said he will reach across the aisle when he gets to Washington.
We've had enough of leaders in Washington thinking it was their job to only represent blue America, red Colorado, or blue Colorado.
While much of Colorado voted for the Democrats in the 2020 election, Congressional District 3 remains a Republican stronghold. Lauren Boebert has defeated Democrat Diane Mitch Bush. KBUT's Scott Franz has more.
Boebert narrowly edged out Mitch Bush in a race that pitted the political newcomer against a veteran state lawmaker. Boebert makes history by becoming the first woman to represent the district. In her victory speech, she said she was going to, quote, get Washington, D.C. out of Colorado.
This is a tremendous victory for the steelworkers in Pueblo, for the ranchers in Craig, for the peach farmers in Palisade.
In a written statement, Mitch Bush urged her supporters to stay active and keep pushing for policies like affordable health care. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado voters have approved measures cutting state income taxes and repealing the so-called Gallagher Amendment. Gallagher helped keep residential property tax rates low. By repealing it, voters have decided to risk paying more in property taxes to benefit their fire departments, schools, and other essential services. For more on other ballot initiatives put before Coloradans in 2020, we go back to Scott Franz, who reports that voters passed a new paid family leave program, but strongly rejected new restrictions on abortion.
The defeat of Proposition 115 means Colorado will remain one of just 7 places in the country where women can get abortions without major restrictions. It was the 4th time since 2008 that voters have rejected attempts to limit when abortions can be done. Meanwhile, the state will prepare to launch a brand new paid family leave program after the passage of Proposition 118. Businesses and workers will start paying premiums for the benefit in 2023. And starting in 2024, workers will be able to take up to 12 weeks off with pay to care for a newborn or a sick relative. The approval for the program came after state lawmakers debated the issue for several years without passing it themselves. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.